AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New heights reached on Wall Street after a two-year round trip brought on by high inflation and worries about a possible recession. Seth Sutel has more.
The S&P 500 rallied 1.2% Friday to surpass its prior all-time high set at the start of 2022. The benchmark index had dropped as much as 25% from that record on worries about much higher interest rates. Since then, inflation has cooled off, the economy has remained out of a recession, and the expectation is now for interest rates to ease. Tech stocks again helped lead the market, led by chip makers including Broadcom, Nvidia, and Advanced Micro Devices. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.7%. The Dow, which set its own record high last month, rose 395 points. That's about 1.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have spoken directly for the first time in 4 weeks amid public differences over their visions for a post-war Gaza. Netanyahu says he's told U.S. officials in plain terms he will not support a Palestinian state as part of any plan.
Good friends and allies can have those kinds of candid, forthright discussions, and we do. It's
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
That the best long-term solution for regional security, particularly the security of the Israeli people, is a free and independent Palestinian state.
U.S. fighter jets struck Houthi rebel sites in Yemen for the sixth time Friday, taking out three anti-ship missiles aimed into the southern Red Sea and prepared to launch. In Texas, the Uvalde County prosecutor has convened a grand jury to investigate the elementary school massacre 2 years ago that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Families of the victims have renewed calls for law enforcement officers to face charges after a scathing Justice Department report laid bare numerous police failures. And a grand jury in New Mexico has indicted Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halina Hutchins on a movie set in 2021. This is AP News. Higher interest rates pushed home sales down to their lowest level in nearly 30 years last year. Jackie Quinn has a closer look.
The National Association of Realtors says just over 4 million existing homes sold.
The lowest level that we recorded in nearly 30 years since 1995.
The association's vice president of research, Jessica Louts, says the Fed's rate hikes affected the housing market with mortgage rates as high as 7.79%.
Home buyers may be priced out of the buying market because of the rise in interest rates, but potential sellers also are reticent.
But Lout says things are looking up for the spring.
We are expecting that home sales will be up actually by double digits.
The median price of a home rose about 1% to a record high of nearly $390,000 last year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.